Sam Friedman, credenza.
He's the best chance today. We've just been saving him. He feels a really firm track a little bit. Happy to see it's a soft five. That should be absolutely perfect for him. He should be pretty hard to beat.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Credenza kicking back. Fiorina's had to make a long run and she's dying on it. And Credenza regained the lead and Credenza won it.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Magnificent work from Sam Friedman yesterday with Credenza getting the chocolates.
Too.
Yeah, he was. We would have taken the 250 and just run with that all day, every day yesterday, Whitey.
Paid a bit better than that, too.
290 it paid fixed lay, so a little bit of a drift. But we took the early mail because that's what the segment's called.
Yes.
So we took the 250, made the profit, and we are running. We've got two meetings today. We're at Sandown and we're at Swan Hill, Whitey. So there's a bit of grass to talk about.
Okay, so firstly, Swan Hill. The rail position is true the entire circuit. The track condition is a good four, weather fine, penetrometer 4.92. As we know, the Swan Hill track manager gives us the information then goes back to bed, so that's why we don't talk to him at Swan Hill. But Tim Bailey doesn't go to bed, and he's looking after things at Sandown, and he joins us. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, I would imagine it's going to be perfect today because you got your rain sort of Monday morning, nice day yesterday, beautiful day today.
Absolutely, track manager's dream. We got 55 millimetres.
55?
Yeah, Springvale, Moorabbin, and they got the top marks on the weekend. So 55 Sunday evening into Monday morning. But we're on a good four today, and I think every chance of an upgrade later in the day with, 29 degrees, a late start and a late finish. So, but, yeah, it's perfect now. Ollie and Geordie Childs just put the one around each, and it's described as perfect ground, and so really, really happy with it. And that certainly the rain made my job easier this week.
But Tim, that must give you a lot of confidence with the track that only 48 hours ago you're getting that amount of rain, and then we could be racing potentially on a good three. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. But 55 millimetres, you don't get the full effect because a lot of it, basically the soil profile gets the field capacity with water, so a lot of it just sort of runs off. So if we'd have got 25 millimetres, we probably would have had just the same track today.
Okay.
The last 30 mils is almost wasted. That just runs out into unfortunately runs out into our lake and out into the ocean eventually. So, if you got 18 millimetres over, three consecutive days, it'd have a much greater effect than getting one massive dump. But certainly can't complain. It's been great for us. And, as I said, I think it'll provide an ideal track today with a nice bit of cushion.
All right, so just the final numbers for us before we let you go with going stick and rail and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, so going stick's 9.3, shear of 10.3. Excuse me, rail's out 4 metres. It was out true for a Zipping Classic day, so a little bit of light marking in the front straight in the inside couple of metres, but I don't think it's enough that we'll pay a penalty. So expected to race very evenly today.
Fantastic, Tim. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, Tim Bailey there, track manager at Sandown, a perfect day for racing. And Nathan Hobson's got a big day. I wonder where he is today. He's got plenty at the home track and one at Sandown. Let's find out. Hobbo, good morning.
One and a half. Yep, at home today.
Home today. Well, you've got 11 at Swan Hill today. Just the 11 going around today, which is quite remarkable in any time of the year, I reckon, Hobbo. You're amazing. What we might do is just have a chat about two or three of your better sort of chances. Have you been able to narrow the field for us a little bit?
Probably got a couple each way. I'm probably not as confident as me last couple of times we spoke, but
yeah, and by the way, thank you for that. You've been very good to us in the last couple of times you've been on the early mail. We love you. You're on a statue.
Yeah, well, I think we're going for four in a row, but I don't know if we'll get it today, but we'll see how we go. I've got a first starter in the first at Swan Hill called Sheriff's Lady. She been trialling up pretty good, but she always worried about first starters, just the lack of race day experience, but she seems to have ability, but she might be lacking no race day experience, so hopefully she runs well anyway.
It's another bloody sheriff name you've thrown in too.
Yeah, no, mum owns that one, so look at it.
Brilliant. So that's the first little Squamosa filly, is she?
Yeah, out of a city winning there, our Invincible Lady, Darren Weir used to train, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
She's firmly in the market, favourite at the moment at 340 at the tab on that for the first starter, so we'll keep a bit of an eye on what the market does.
It's probably not the strongest race you've ever seen, so hopefully she's thereabouts.
What else are you looking forward to?
Easy Sheriff in the 2400 metre race. He's been very honest, so his first time at the 2400, he probably Might be the query, but I think he's sort of looking for a bit more ground. He sort of relaxes out the back and been getting home. So just, trying him at the 2400. Probably not the strongest race you ever seen either, so have to be an each-way chance.
Righto, race 5, number 1, Easy Sheriff. Another Sheriff one with 550 in the early markets at the tab. And one more for us, maybe?
Yep, Soweto Hayes, the second last race. He's first up from a spell. He's a nice horse. He might be a little bit underdone, but he'd probably be my best for the day if he's fit enough.
All right, that's race 6, number 4, Soweto Hayes, $3.10 in the early markets at the tab. And you've got one, you've got Oberland going around at Sandown, just for the punters out there, who's drawing the car park. What do you expect from Oberland today?
Yeah, I expect it's huge odds, but I think he'll run well. He'll sort of get back, but he'll be hitting the line strong, I would think, and he should be fitter from the run the other day at Mooney Valley. So, I wouldn't be surprised if he could run a cheeky race at huge odds.
All right, well, that's race 6, number 2 today at Sandown. Our punters love when you're on, Hobo, because you just give them cash. It's basically what you do. You just take them to the ATM and provide the numbers, and they just pull out the cash. So we hope that continues today for you and the stable and our punters. Thank you, mate.
Yep, no worries. Thank you. Cheers.
Good stuff. Nathan Hobson, who's got 11 going around at Swan Hill today and 1.